I wonder if we can get some real money and real good tips from Brad Davison, who is helping us out with his Sydney preview. I'll also get his thoughts on the features in Brisbane as well. Braddavison.com.au. Brad, great to have you on again. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, morning, Michael. Morning, everyone. That's a multi, isn't it? I wish Sharky and all the listeners the very best of that. Hopefully, you can get it home. That would be some effort.
All up place multi on each race at Sandown. Yeah, we're yet to get close, but we're having a crack. What do you make of tomorrow's card in Sydney?
Yeah, look, decent card overall in Sydney Town. Look, rail out 3 metres at Randwick. Should be a pretty fair track. I would suggest even maybe running line and just edging off the fence in the straight. But look, we missed that rain yesterday, so should be genuine good for winter surface, though, with a bit of sting out. So yeah, every horse should get their chance and looks a decent enough meeting on paper.
There's a short price favourite in race number 6, but there's pretty much decent value around the card overall. So where are you looking for your better bets?
Yeah, it's a tricky enough program, isn't it? Look, I've gone race number 5 to start with, number 5, Peshmerga. I really like this horse's 2 runs in Australia, the import. He just got held up at a crucial stage last time out, and I thought he was taking ground off Lex Bart Lay, who's just been a little bit disappointing. His preparation for mine, I thought it had every chance since then, and it was a little bit plain. So for me, Peshmerga, I think I'll ride this horse a bit more aggressive there tomorrow. He jumped pretty well the other day, and he just got sort of shuffled back throughout the run. I thought it was a total forgive run, and I thought he was the way to play to sort of the value race 5, number 5, at around that $5 mark. I think he's reached a peak in his 3rd run in Australia.
Yeah. $5, $1.90. So that is the tip in race number 5. What about another bet on the program? Where else are we heading?
Race 8, number 13, We Will Rock. This New Zealand sprinter, he had his first run in Australia a few weeks ago at 1,200 metres at Rose Hill. And look, he did a good job. He jumped out of the gates really well and gave a really big kick at the top of the straight and then just caught late by Devil's Throat, who has won again since. And noticeably, the third horse as well, Robusto's come out and won. So the form stacks up. He drops a stack in weight, getting up in grade, back to 1,100, no concern whatsoever. And I think he maps the lead again. He was just so quick out of the gates the other day that I think he'll find the front. I think he'll take some catching. And look, I'm worried about horses like Conscript, who was wide last time. I think he's the clear danger, but I do think that We Will Rock at around the $4 mark will give you a really good sight there. So, look, they're the 2 early plays for me at Randwick. Got a few there at Eagle Farm as well. One in the Stradbroke, which we'll touch on, Michael. You know, it seems disappointing that the likes of Opal Ridge and Yellow Brick not able to get into the race, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But I still think it's shaping up to be a pretty good addition.
So who do you like in the Stradbroke? Are you with the favourite or a bit more value in the race?
Yeah, look, I just think he's a little bit short. Look, he won the Way for Age lead up, sure. But when you break down the sectionals on the day, Hawaii 5-0 actually had a better 4-2 and a better last 200 metre split than him. And while, think about it, goes 59 down to 54 kilos, Hawaii 5-0 actually drops more in weight, to 57 down to the 49.5, and gets a good run just behind the speed. So for me, I want to be with him, Hawaii 5-0. It's a better odds. He's put 2 together now, so I think we can trust him. Off that Hawkesbury win, I thought, was that a little bit of a fluke? I'm not sure. I still think Yellow Brick goes close to beating him with a better ride last time out. But I think that 3-year-old form's strong this year. And if you look at the overall figures out of the race, very similar to the Group 1 Way for Age race that Think About It won. So, and he got a perfect ride that day where Hawaii 5-0 was held up to the 300 and then had to explode. So I thought his run had a bit more merit. So for me, at around that $5.50 mark, race 8, number 18, Hawaii 5-0, I think it's hard to beat.
Yeah, you can get around about $5.50. What's your thoughts on Aft Cabin? There's been a bit of a push for it with some of the tipsters this morning.
Yeah, I can see he's got a good chance. Look, to be honest, I actually think he's been a little bit overrated throughout his career. I thought his win in the Arrowfield was good because he overcame adversity in that he missed the start and was held up. But I think it was a weak field personally this year. I think he ran well in the Group 1 Way for Age lead up without threatening. And I think it's easy to sort of take that line and go, you know, getting that weight release now, he's a great chance. But I'm still not convinced he's an absolute sort of A-grader at this stage. I think he's still got a little bit more to prove. So I've got him sort of third, fourth, fifth. I think he's a definite winning chance, but definitely not as confident as some other tips as there on his hopes tomorrow.
Who do you like in the judge, A. Atkins?
Yeah, look, I want to be with Make a Call. I want to suggest, you know, when I first looked at that, I thought, well, was the inside just the place to be? And then I went and, you know, reviewed the meeting and worked out, no, they're coming down the outside. So there was no issue. There was no, like, major bias on the inside or anything that day. And I actually, contrary to most people, I felt that protest should have been upheld with Cifrado Make a Call. I was quite convinced that if he got that run, he would have won the race and run him running away. And look, he's got the mile form in Sydney. He's beaten Townhauser as well in Sydney, who's right in the market. So I thought he was the one at good each-way odds that's ready to explode here off that luckless run the other day. We'll never know if he would have won or not, but for me, I think he was absolutely bursting through there and just taking ground off Cifrado until he got blocked at the 100. So Make a Call for me in the JJ Atkins.
Yeah, $9.50 chance in the JJ. Luke Pepper's just contacted us, obviously the trainer of Opal Ridge. She was a little stiff and sore this morning and had to be re-vetted, but the good news is that she has passed that re-vetting and it will take her place in the last, and she's a $2.40 favourite. And a lot of pundits will probably be thinking that she's the get-out as well. Does she win the Dane Ripper?
I think so. A little bit of a tricky draw there, Michael, but we just know now that she's a really explosive horse on top of the ground, and she'll get that set up there tomorrow. You know, I thought early on she might have been a bit of a wet tracker, but she's proven this time in that she really enjoys that firmer ground and got that lethal turn of speed. I would have loved to have seen her in a Stradbroke, as I said before. Personally, I think the rating system doesn't allow these lightly raced ones in enough, and we get a bit of, you know, some older horses that are out of form that sort of stick in there a bit too long, in my opinion. But look, I think it's a good consolation for her in the last. I also think that Yellow Brick, if you're looking for multis, I think he's the best anywhere around Australia there at Eagle Farm in race two in the Gunsind. I mean, that just looks at his mercy, that race. He just got held up at a crucial stage the other day and probably should have beaten Hawaii 5-0, who's a $5 chance in a Stradbroke. I would have gone close to having him on top in the Stradbroke Yellow Brick. And I think, you know, for those multipliers, I think $1.60, I think you'll start probably $1.40, $1.45. I've got a good handle on that Redeemer form in Sydney, and I don't think it's anywhere near good enough to be beating Yellow Brick, and he's the second pick. So pretty confident there if you're looking for a multiplayer race to number one Yellow Brick at Eagle Farm as well.
Yeah, he does look a good thing, doesn't he? Brad, appreciate all your time once again, and good luck over the weekend.
Yeah, good luck to all the punters. Hope it's a winning weekend, and enjoy great racing right across the country. Looking forward to the Carter Stand down.
Good on you, Brad. Brad Davidson.